Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips when I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall exult, for the mouths of liars will be stopped. You were made for God. The heart of Christianity is not a set of doctrines to believe, even though sound doctrine is vital. Nor is the heart of Christianity an activity to pursue, even though the Christian faith is necessarily active. Nor is it essentially a set of disciplines, even though without reading the Bible and praying, we will not get far in the Christian life. The heart of Christianity is, to use a phrase from John Bunyan, the old Puritan preacher and writer, to live upon God. You were made for God, to know Him, enjoy Him, revere Him, draw strength from Him, trust Him, love Him. Consider the language of Psalm 63. David speaks of God as the thirst-quenching water for his dry and barren soul. He speaks of God as the delicious meal for his hungry soul. He speaks of God as his shade and protection, like the wings of a great bird. David needs one thing in life, God. Not truths about God in the first place, rather, God himself. And what specifically is it in knowing God that gives David life and strength? Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. It is God's steadfast love that does so. The Hebrew word is chesed, God's covenant loyalty, his refusal to give up on those whom he has taken to himself. And how do you know that God will never give up on you? Because he sent his son to prove it.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers. But some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible. But we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000. Enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.